John Bergsman, Brant Petrie, and others, and Mike Aquilina, Chris Bailey. But when it came to the Covenant article, that one I really focused on more perhaps than almost any other, because I wanted to include an article in this Catholic Bible Dictionary that a ninth grader could read and understand. Mm-hmm. And it would not only illuminate his mind, but I would hope that it would enkindle his heart with this fiery sense of God's love for him as a father who loves a son or a daughter and has created each of us with a purpose and a plan, and that it doesn't diminish our freedom. It's actually the source of our freedom and the guarantee of true freedom. Precisely as children of God, we respond to our Father. And so I look at covenant, you know, and I try to explain it in terms that anybody who's really motivated to study the Bible could grasp and appreciate. And I should add that it's not just the covenant. I mean, another article that I think was very important in the Catholic Bible Dictionary was the article on biblical criticism.
Right.
Because of the misuses of historical criticism for the last 30 or 40 years, a lot of people have become wary or suspicious about biblical studies. You know, that's not safe, especially for your faith. But it is when it's done properly, and it's done properly whenever it's done the way that Pope Benedict has shown us. I mean, if anybody has really done a fair and perceptive critique of criticism's abuses, it's Pope Benedict, and I quote him and use him to show how biblical criticism can be rightly done in a very helpful manner, and yet it's also done wrongly in a way that's destructive. And how do you tell the difference? How do you do it right? You know, and so biblical criticism is another article that I think is really going to be helpful. And in conjunction with that, I might also mention two other related articles, one on inspiration. What do we mean when we speak of the Bible as being inspired? Why is Leviticus inspired even if it's not inspiring for us to read, you know, in the morning for devotion? We might prefer The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, but that book might be inspiring, but technically it's not inspired because it doesn't have the Holy Spirit as the principal author. And so we have to really nail down what it is the Bible is as an inspired book in order to understand how to read it. And so another article is on interpretation of the Bible.